Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. Matt's missive continues. We have reached the end of Series 7, which is the name of the Doctor. In fact, the whole end of the next few episodes are called the something of the Doctor. So, look, I enjoyed Nightmare in Silver a bit more than I had before. I was a bit disappointed in the spacey Zoomer. So the Doctor was all excited about it, like it was going to be the best thing that ever happened, and it was just like a little bit of, you know, gravity not working. I thought Spacey Zoomer was going to be like a big roller coaster that, you know, they turn up and it's completely destroyed. It's like just rusty. One of the other things with Nightmare on Silver that I found really frustrating is that everything looked a bit... like, and I know this is a weird thing to complain about because I've been watching Doctor Who since I was a little kid, but it all looked a bit egg carton spray painted silver, you know? Like, it looked a bit cheap. And so much of the series, like, has looked kind of expensive up to now, but this was just a lot of, you know, sort of theatrical flat spray painted silver, because that means outer space. And I get that it was meant to be a theme park and they always look a bit ratty. But like the cyber spaceship looked the same. And I'm like, yeah, maybe. Anyway, it's a weird thing to complain about because, you know, we're happy to buy into the ropiest wobbly sets and terrible costuming because the writing is so good and so is the acting. And maybe here it was, you know, all of that was maybe not amazing. But such a great cast. Like, as Matt said, you know, Jason Watkins, who's always incredible. Warwick Davis is in it. Tamsin Athwaite, who I quite like. She used to be in EastEnders. And she was in that red cap thing where she was also a soldier, like she was in this. Anyway, on to the name of the Doctor in Matt's missive. And Matt says, again, a slightly disappointing ending to the series, getting a bit too overblown and complicated. It's a lot. It's also another one of those Stephen Moffat episodes that doesn't have a plot. Like, it's a series of incidents that kind of like sort of ebb and flow into one another, but there's no kind of like, there's no mystery to be solved, really. There's no kind of, it's just like, oh, now we're gonna all have a dream together and Jenny's gonna realize she didn't close the door, which is a weird thing. That seems, you know, that was strange. Matt says, there are some lovely Easter eggs for fans with lots of shots of people dressing up as old incarnations of the Doctor. What? They're supposed to be the Doctor, but they're all the wrong heights and builds. Oh, well, just go with it, I guess. Yeah, we're happy to go with it, Matt. You know that. By the way, I have to apologize to Matt for calling him Matthew. That is not his name. It's just it's just how I address anyone. It's like a lot of people, like my friend Faye refers to my partner Gary as Gareth sometimes. It's like, you know, he just made up the name Gary. It's not actually his name. You know, it's just a name that he thought of when he was a kid. So, yeah, sorry, Matt, for calling you a name that's not yours, just because it sounded way more dramatic and had so many more syllables in it. Because that is my... It's my style to be a little dramatic. But, yeah, I kind of liked the people running around being the doctor. It was like – it was kind of weird because some of the footage as they'd spliced it in looked really ropey, trying to, you know, up-res it to, you know, high definition and kind of making Clara look like she fit into the footage at some points. But it was kind of cute. Like, it was a great opening. And then when you eventually find out why all this is happening, you're like, right. But, yeah, we get to see the William Hartnell doctor and what is meant to be, I guess, Susan stealing a TARDIS. You know, that was exciting. And you get to see the Colin Baker doctor. You get to see the Patrick Troughton doctor running in some weirdly keyed film bit from the... from the Five Doctors. John Pertwee gets to see Clara in the revision mirror, and it does explain why she's the impossible girl. Like, this episode does go a long way to doing that, which I kind of liked. But anyway, we'll continue the missive because Matt might address all these things as well. He says, the Doctor himself feels like a bit of an afterthought, and we're swamped with Moffatisms. I mean, Stephen Moffat wrote this episode, so it's undoubted that that's going to happen. Like bringing disparate people together, lots of forced mystery without giving a full payoff, and introducing elements to the history of the show that frustratingly bookends what should always, and in brackets in my opinion, be left open-ended. Yeah, I said, like, so like the Timeless Child, I can see that this would have been frustrating. And I think I was a little bit kind of, at the time that I saw this, was a little bit... Matt says, that the Doctor has a final ending place and that it's now set gives the whole series a sense of finality when it should live forever. Let's just forget about it. Oh, and there's a wasted guest star of the week entry here too, with a tiny cameo from none other than John Hurt. He should have been saved up for something much bigger in... Oh. Very funny, Matt. Very funny. Yeah, I felt the same when I watched this, that the... You know, the giant big TARDIS that was his gravestone. I'm like, what? Why are we doing this? Why are you ending the show? Like, it's not ending. Like, we know there's been an announcement that that someone else is taking over. What's happening here? It's also very strange watching this episode on Blu-ray and the To Be Continued says continued on November the 23rd. I'm like, nah, okay. I mean, I can watch it now if I want to. I've got it in 3D. It is very peculiar. Like, there is a whole, you know, and Richard E. Grant, like, kind of turns up briefly. And why does he want to die in that peculiar way? Like, what is that about? Like, that was very strange. But, yeah, the Doctor disappearing, kind of destroying everything, which we've seen before, and I felt like this was, you know, yet again a retread of what happens in Turn Left, to an extent. It's like, yeah, we know the Doctor saves people all the time. Like, that's kind of the conceit of the show. We're fine with that. But, yeah, sure, show us more consequences of the Doctor not existing. That was, yeah. And then kind of Clara realizing that this was her destiny. This is what she was supposed to be. That's how he kept bumping into her. Weird that he only started to remember now. But my theory on that is, I love having a theory. My theory on that is that because it's happened now in this moment and the Doctor has gone into his own timeline, the reason he's remembered these Claras, whereas he hasn't really remembered the other ones from before, is because it's closer to the epicenter of that interruption in his timeline. Whereas as they kind of ripple back towards all the other times where she basically saved the Doctor from whatever it was that the Great Intelligence was doing with his spooky whisper men. They were spooky. I love the whisper men. There's, you know, kudos to Stephen Moffat for coming up with some really creepy monsters in his time doing this show. But yeah, so that's my theory of why he only has recently started to see and know who this Clara is because it's close to the point of impact in his timeline where she jumps in to his, you know, dead timeline white roots thing. Like, it looks like tree roots that are glowing. I have more of this theory, but we'll save that for the next episode.
When we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.